What is it about an Uber ride that makes us confess?
Okay, let's try to form a connection. Ask him something original. Something no one else would ask.
So, how long you been driving for Uber?
Job stress, family matters, relationship troubles.
Nailed it.
Leave it all in the back seat with Anna and Raven's Uber Therapy on Star 99.9.
After Raven and I realized that we get some of our best advice from our Uber drivers, we figured, you know what? We need to bring this to the air.
Every time I'm in the car, you're walking in, it's like a fresh situation. You're dealing with a stranger, but they deal with people all day long.
They're Uber drivers, but they're really kind of therapists minus the doctor's degree or any actual qualification to give the advice.
I'm getting every bit of my dollar's worth out of every mile I'm with you.
Joining us all this week, Uber drivers Ryan and Anthony, who are actually engaged too. We asked you to email us questions, problems that you have, and I got one, and I was like, oh boy, let's see what they say about this. Dear Uber drivers, my husband is the sweetest man alive. That being said, he's also naive. He works with one female who is recently divorced. They have each other's numbers because they work on the same team, but she will send him messages that come across to me as flirting. Messages like, and I quote, "I'm definitely going to slap you for that tomorrow," smiley face.
Oh boy.
And he doesn't see anything wrong with these. I'm not sure how to proceed. What do you guys think about this?
I'm not liking this.
Hello? That is her husband. He is the sweetest man alive. So I definitely would say, from a guy's perspective, working with a female, you know, that is flirtatious, I would try to hum it down and try to keep it as professional as possible. I let her know, you know, there's boundaries there. There's definitely my wife that's there.
And she'll kill me.
Exactly. So,
and you.
Be the smart coworker and run the other way.
But I have a husband like that, where I have watched women flirt with him at the gym, and he is so clueless. Like, he does not even understand what's happening.
Zones him out.
They never know. They're like,
they have
was
no
flirting
clue.
With me? Like, how did you not know that?
Yeah. but he would never say anything. He would, because he's kind of like, just
he's
kind
polite.
Of
he's polite. Indifferent. He's not going to pursue it, so he's like, nothing's going to happen, so whatever's happening around me is just kind of the wake of what I leave behind, you know? Right. I will say this. The winky emojicon is the most promiscuous of all emojicons.
I was getting ready to say that.
Right?
Emojis,
you know what I mean? Emojis,
really.
It's the most promiscuous of all emojis, all right? Yeah. I mean, is there another emoji that's looking for a hookup more than the winky one? I don't think so.
Let me ask you a question. If a woman is sending you a winky emoji, do we assume that, hands down, she's looking for something more than just to be your friend?
She might want to make out.
Reading someone's feelings from a text message is an automatic mistake.
That's good advice.
And it's totally different when, just because you read it and you felt it was this way, it wasn't. Verbal is key to us as human beings and interacting, communicating.
I agree. I think that's brilliant. I mean, think about an email. You over-explain things, because if you don't, email is cold.
Yeah.
The fact that you're saying that, you know, hey, vocalization is something that we need as humans. Dude, he just broke it down. That's biological. That's zoology. I don't know what it is, but it's a bunch of those doctor-type things. Woo!
If Alicia ever read the text messages I sent to you, Raven, it would be very clear, though. Like, remember the time I sent you the emoji that said, I hate you?
Right. Yeah, Anna actually thought the emoji that the SMH was not shaking my head. It was so much hate.
I thought it stood for so much hate.
Oh my God. She sent it to me a lot.
Right.
I should look back.
It's like, why are you shaking your head?
And I'm like, so much hate. I guess you're right. You should really talk instead of just text. Yeah. Ryan and Anthony are going to be joining us all this week giving Uber therapy. But if you want to score a $50 gift card to Uber, all you have to do is call us right now. 1-800-330-9999. First person that tells us the phrase that pays wins.
Star 99.9. Land Rover.